Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, March 13th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody around the globe that's hearing my voice 3 seconds after I say it in your own language or English, whichever you're listening to. But we really appreciate the SAT team getting the word out. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that she's found for us that'll edify us, lift us up, and we can comment on it. Bob, Sue, and I can comment on it. Lord God, we thank you so much for where we are in this whole adventure, in this marathon that is just amazing in terms of what we've seen, what we've listened to, what we've been through, what we're experiencing as a group, as Big Call Universe. Thank you for the proximity of the blessing that is coming in and everything else that is attached to it. Thank you for all you've done for us so far and what you'll continue to do in well into our futures. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, the 15th, which is Saturday, completes 20 years of my investment in these currencies, having received the first of them 20 years ago. So that's a long time. I mean, it seems like it is anyway. Sue, great time for a teaching. Let's see what you've been able to find for us tonight.
It's interesting, Bruce, because as you were saying that it's been 20 years about the currencies, you've really been on an adventure about how the entire system of the world was being rebuilt. An architecture and an adventure that we've all lived through together.
Yeah.
Huge adventure, a huge off-road, totally off-road adventure. And so I'm dedicating this to everybody that's listening, and this is called It Is Well. In 2 Kings 4, there's a remarkable story of a woman who is a good friend of the prophet Elisha. In fact, she built an extra room, on her house so when Elisha was in town, he could come and stay there. One day, Elisha asked her what he could do for her to return the favor. She said, "Nothing, Elijah. My husband and I are doing just fine." Elijah's assistant brought it to his attention that the couple didn't have any children. Her husband was an older man. Before Elisha left the woman, he prophesied, "By this time next year, you're going to have a baby." She was so excited. It seemed too good to be true. But the next year, just like he told her, she had a son. When the boy was around 10 years old, he was out in the field playing, and his head began to hurt very badly. They carried him home and placed him in his mother's arms where he later died. You can imagine how his mother felt. She was heartbroken, devastated beyond measure. She carried her son to Elisha's room and placed him on Elisha's bed. For most people, this would be the end of the story, but not for this lady. She asked for a donkey and said, "I'm going to see the prophet Elisha." She told her assistant to ride fast and not to slow down unless he was told. When Elisha saw the dust billowing up in the sky a couple of miles away, he noticed it was his friend, the woman, who had built the extra room on her house for him. Elisha told his assistant, Gehazi, "Go find out what's wrong." Gehazi ran to meet the woman way down the road, stopped her, and said, Elijah is concerned. Why are you coming unexpectedly in such a hurry? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? Speaking words of faith, she simply replied, "It is well," and kept heading full steam ahead. Think of all the negative thoughts that this woman was fighting, and then consider her actual words. A lot of times when we face difficulties and somebody asks how everything is going, we do just the opposite and tell them everything that's wrong. It's easy to talk about the problem, how bad it is, how it's never going to work out. But in those tough times, when you feel like complaining, when you've got a good reason to be sour because you lost your job or a friend did you wrong or you're not feeling well, sometimes you have to dig your heels in and say it by faith. Business is slow, but all is well. God is still on the throne. He's the Lord, my provider. Or, the medical report wasn't good, but all is well. God is my healer. Nothing will snatch me out of his hands. She finally made it to Elijah's house and told him the son he had promised her had died. Elijah went and prayed for the boy, and he came back to life. What I want you to see is that in her darkest hour, even when it looked impossible, this lady refused to get negative and speak defeat. When Gehazi asked, "Is everything okay?" she could have spoken out what I'm sure she was thinking. "No, I'm in the midst of a great tragedy. I'm facing the biggest challenge of my life." Nobody would have faulted her for that, but she chose to speak faith even though her mind was being bombarded with doubt. She had a watch over her mouth. She wasn't going to be snared by her words. When you're hurting, when you've been through a disappointment and you've suffered a loss, you have to do what she did. Say it by faith. All is well. It may not look well. It may not feel well. In the natural, you could be complaining and talking about how bad it is, but instead, you're making a declaration of faith. All is well. That's when the most powerful force in the universe goes to work.
Mm.
And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. Well, that's quite a teaching. I remember about Elijah. I remember the room that the woman and her husband had for him for when he could stay when he was in the area. That was really cool. But I had forgotten. I knew about the prophecy of the baby, but I'd forgotten that that baby had died. And then here it is. She came to Elijah, who's a good, reliable, famous prophet. And here he went to see the boy and raised him from the dead. That is so amazingly cool. And it still happens, not all the time, but occasionally it will happen, that someone can pray somebody back to life. You guys have heard about the out-of-body experiences, OBEs, people that are dead, clinically dead, and on their way through a white tunnel or whatever, and then they make their way back. They see themselves lying in a hospital bed, and they're above the bed looking down. All those stories we've seen or heard. Yeah, there's some amazing comebacks to life that occur every once in a while like that. We'll hear of it or we'll read a book about that. It's just phenomenal. Yeah, the idea of "it is well" or "it is well with my soul" or "all is well," that's the right attitude to take even amidst tragedy, even amidst things that we can't seem to control or get a handle on or fully understand. if we can just speak to ourselves and say, all is well. You know, it lets you know that, that God is in control of the situation, and then you're trusting God so that you know that no one can take you out of his hand. I just think that's a remarkable story, Sue, and I thank you for finding that. And I just know that, that, you know, we, the pod, Sue, Bob and I, many, many people who knew, you know, Brian, are still suffering. And it's been a little while since he's been gone. And, yeah, we wished, you know, he could have been raised from the dead and come back to life, but it just wasn't going to be the case. Can we still say all is well? It's hard. It's hard to say that. It's very difficult when you're feeling different things, you're feeling and experiencing grief, you know, but the more that we can trust God in difficult situations and watch what we say, like the woman did, by not blurting out what really was going on. She spoke positively over a negative situation. All is well. And I just translate that to what we're feeling, Sue's feeling, the pod is feeling, Bob and I are feeling, and others that, that have known or spoken with Brian, that it's a major loss. It's a major loss, and it's not going to be something we can just tuck away and forget. And I think the more that we remember Brian and talk about him, Sue and I have talked about this together, you know, the more that we, that his life is meaningful still today. And this happens for all of us that have lost loved ones. So just keep the positive, the memories alive. Because look, I've been in this 20 years. I lost my wife 10 years ago, a little over it. And, you know, she isn't around to see this. And neither are other people. Fleming's gone. Other people in the community are gone. And, you know, they're missed. So I just think we have to take that stance on it and just stay positive and say to ourselves, all is well. That's what I got out of this so far, Bob. Tell us how all is well with you, Bob.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. Reminds me of the poem when you talk about Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And the poem that said he was not a collection of flesh and bones that lives, decays, and dies. He is immortal consciousness, a king of the earth and skies.
Mm. That's beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
You know, I love stories about miracles. It's just so cool to think of Elijah, and I was thinking, you know, what was it that made him capable of such things? I was thinking, first it's his faith, and that faith gave him power.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the chosen few that had actually claimed his own divinity, that he was a divine being who was here on earth, and the people that met him could feel they were in the presence of a living manifestation of God, and they trusted him as a result. And, you know, he knew, as from his faith, Elijah knew that everything would work out. And he knew this because he identified with all of that power, with the whole kingdom that was within him, and a part of that kingdom is profound healing and even revivitization. And I was thinking also about how it's so important for people to have this persistent attitude that all is well and everything's okay. And unfortunately, that's not the case. They say from research that the average person in the United States is of the belief that things are not okay about 95% of the time.
Mm.
And that's the whole problem that the HeartMath Institute, you know, endeavors to solve for people by helping them to change that. Because when you're of the belief that things aren't okay, you set up this feedback loop between your amygdala, your frontal cortex, and your neurites in your heart muscle. And one tells the other, things are not okay. And it continues with this loop that's a neuronal and energetic connection, and it literally changes the way that your heart beats. But if you can begin to focus on what is okay, the fact that you're still breathing, and that's part of the process. Breathe and pay attention to your breath and know you're alive and be grateful you're alive, and then begin thinking of all the things you're grateful for and all the aspects of all the things you're grateful for. And you begin to change the way your heart is beating, and it graces it with more variability, and it changes the pattern and the luminosity and the velocity of the pulses of electromagnetic energy that's coming from your heart muscle, and they affect other people. And I suspect Elijah had such a power of energy coming from his heart and coming from his hands that it would overwhelm even the most basic of issues of life and death. And he could actually infuse this little child with his intense electromagnetism, and it acted almost as if it was paddles being put onto the heart of a person whose heart has stopped. And, you know, and as we can participate in this exercise, you know, that the HeartMath Institute teaches us, where we can literally watch on a cell phone app as our heart rate variability increases. Perhaps this is, in a small way, this is us claiming our own divinity.
Mm.
So good.
Thank you, Bob. Certainly claiming the power of life and death, you know, which is in the power of the tongue. And I'm sure Elijah spoke that to himself and may have spoken it to the child, just like Jesus, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, "Lazarus, come forth." He spoke it, you know, to Lazarus, who had been dead for, I think, 4 days total by the time he got to the tomb. But Jesus knew he would raise his friend Lazarus from the dead. That was very cool. Thank you, Bob. I love the fact that there is a connection, the metaphysical, to that feedback loop, the neuronal feedback loop. It's very interesting. Sue?
Mm.
Bob hit another home run. So what do you think about this teaching and all is well?
Well, this is really a fascinating dialogue tonight, because as I was reading it, I was having some internal dissonance a little. And what we all just did is we created, and I'm going to see if I can weave it together so we can leave this and really have comprehension of where we're going as becoming divine beings. And I love what you did, Bruce, sort of emphasizing that, you know, we go through things, and just to make it known, I was telling Bruce I was struggling today with, like, it's been, you know, like 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks with Brian's absence. And Bob really brought it together, and this is what I'm going to add as my piece. There's another researcher, his name is Gabor Mate, and he talks about how the suppression of emotion and authentic feeling, and especially with people that are very kind of caretakers, like really stressing that this happens to women a lot, is the cause for just like 95% of the disease. And so as I was reading this, I was thinking, because I used to stuff it, like, okay, tough it out, come on, don't feel this, don't feel your grief, just, you know,
suppress
if somebody says, how are you doing, don't suppress it, don't go into it. But here's the refinement. And I think, I mean, this is up to everybody to use as they wish. First, it's really important to allow the movement of your feeling, to be aware of how that emotion is coming up and not to suppress it. And then to realize that that's your natural way of processing information. And then, like Bob talked about, your heart is your doorway to your supernatural resolution. It's the heart is not stuffing your emotions so you go into survival so that it comes roaring back later. Your heart is the integration of you and your divine energy and your light. And so this is where I think things are going to start to get very interesting as we refine and integrate our understanding of how energy, faith, and divine science come together. That she was very smart, the mother. She wasn't focusing on circumstance. There's the reaction to what has happened, the circumstance. I mean, I would have liked to have heard she allowed herself to feel the sadness and then realize, like, that should be a natural step. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a natural step, so you feel what you're feeling. You acknowledge you're in your body. You're not suppressing it. You're not controlling it. You're feeling. You're letting energy move through you and then saying, but I'm going to choose not to speak about the circumstance. And imagine what you would feel if you were going to somebody like an Elijah. And that's the difference in this story between what most people are. They're like, they want to be, and they have Christ inside them. I'm going to Christ. I'm going to choose above the circumstance. I'm going to resonate in my heart. I'm going to understand that I have the divinity and the power of Christ in me. And I've also felt my feelings. And I felt what I'm actually experiencing, didn't dwell on it, didn't, you know, just go on and on with it, but then it naturally dissipates. That to me, as I trust in God, I trust in my union with God, that would create an integration. So to me, this whole little moment here with all of us, I hope it helped some people. For me, it did, because it took me out of that, you know, slap positive on it, making it, as I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, people, they do that, and then that's how they get sick. I literally have spent thousands and thousands of hours with people one-on-one. And it's like, this is the integration with Bob's input and with you acknowledging, Bruce, that, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to have feelings. The thing is to allow the processing of them, allow it not to just to organically move through you, and to choose to remember to be in your heart and use your divinity. And as you practice that, you'll be cleaning up your emotions, you'll be cleaning up your heart, and you'll be stepping in to becoming your own Elijah / Christ. That's how I see it.
That's good, Sue. Yep, thank you for that. That's really good. I think we all said things that were important and not to suppress the feeling, the emotion. Yep. And I think the woman who had the baby who died, I think the woman showed great faith in even coming to Elijah. Why did she even go to him? Did she go with an expectation that he could raise her child from the dead? I think maybe so. So she had great faith, as Elijah had the faith. She also had the faith to believe for him to come back to life. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a good story, Sue. It really is. Thank you for bringing that. And thank you, Bob, for your beautiful commentary on it always. And as we segue over and transition from this story and this teaching, and we get into praise and prayer, let's see, Sue, if we have any other praise reports or any prayer requests that we can entertain tonight.
Yes. That reminds me of somebody saying yes, and the people that I'm speaking out to probably know who that is. Let's see, I sent this to a yes. Let's do this. Dear Bruce and Big Call family, I'm a 68-year-old female U.S. Navy veteran. I was in signals intelligence, would like prayer for a place to stay until I can get a more permanent place. I'm checking out of the room I've been in for 6 days with $20 in my pocket. Pray for a safe place. I have Zim to exchange as soon as we get the 800 numbers from Wells Fargo. That's what brought me to your website. I wanted to see if you posted the numbers since it's so close. Thank you for prayers and for all you do for so many. And this is from Lynn.
So this is a
powerful moment for you, because I'm sure you're feeling all the feelings of having the faith with $20 in your pocket and knowing that inside of you is this safe place, which is your Christ-like home. And that as you put your hands on your heart, as I'm going to ask everybody to do now for Lynn, that this feeling of safety, of being unified with the perfect solution of who knows where, you know, calling someplace to see if they could let you stay there, you know, just getting to a place where you can spend, listen to Bruce's intel, because it's not like this is a long-term thing for sure. And just imagine what it would feel like to feel that safety And to know that the whole Big Call community was praying for you and anybody in a similar situation, and that you were so loved, and that your faith and your strength was so profound that the perfect solution, the ideal next step outcome where you can lay your head and be safe, is right in this instant coming to you. And we see you in a place that just for the smallest amount of time, you're going to be and feel, I just have a few days, that's it. And we see you surrounded in the freedom, the faith, and the fact that this occurred, listen to Bruce's intel, when it did, to show you how strong, how unified, how loved you are, as the solution appears. And we all bless you, surround you in comfort, in safety, and in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is from, hello, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Big Call, and I'm inspired by the information that is shared from Sue to Bruce and between boomers, of course. Would like to stay anonymous because friends and family listen to the call, and I'm embarrassed to get to this point. I lost my job in the oil industry, and at my age of 57, it's been very hard to keep a good-paying job, and I did have some small jobs that were only temporary. Now, I did have a nice retirement that ran out November last year, and I couldn't pay the mortgage, and I had a couple lawyers, so called for help, and they gave up because they could continue to help, but they were asking for more money.
Now,
we have the currency and hope the exchange happens this weekend because the court is making a decision next Wednesday. Unless I come up with a lot of money, I'm not going to say the amount, because that is the amount we need to reinstate it. I do have a new job that I started at the beginning of April because they're opening up the fields thanks to our President Trump. My wife and I are having a hard time keeping a positive mind, even though I know that the currency and other items will make a new life for all of us. Thank you for the sincere prayers you have for many of us listeners. And this is perfect. Wow, it's an interesting evening. Mm-hmm. So this is from Sincere. So Sincere, I want to talk about how your nervous system is wired. I want to get that established. And I would go to Bob's site and look up the Havening Protocol, because what's happening is your amygdala, the fear center in your mind, is like wiring, what if we don't get it? What if it doesn't happen? And you're like in this loop of incredible background anxiety. I've been there. And so has the woman that we just prayed for. And so if you could watch that video, go to the Havening video on Boomer's site and look for that. That's going to bring that calm into your nervous system. And now let's pray for you. And your goal is to let these prayers come in and practice calming your nervous system so that the light of God, and you're, wait until you hear Bruce's intel, the light of God can come in through your nervous system. The faith of Elijah, Christ, can come into your nervous system, and you have that feeling that all is well. And when all is well, that doesn't mean you're just slapping it on, and it's an opportunity to move into a higher, beyond circumstance, faith. So you can see things, so you can feel okay, so you can be in gratitude that the answers have shown up, and yet you're still alert to anything that you can do. It's not like it's a slap it on. It's just you're moving in a higher current. So let's pray for that higher current to be established so that you are walking in grace, in gratitude, and you're saying, this has nothing to do with these circumstances. I can choose I am beyond circumstances. I'm a creator with Christ, with everyone in the big call backing me. And we are moving into the knowing that we can create out of these circumstances. Notice that I'm not bringing in the RV, because that gets people in trouble sometimes. We're moving into the next right solutions for our experience, and all is well. And we open to the new doors, the way to navigate this with the attorneys, with all the solutions that we need. And we feel that as occurring now. The goal is to feel it in your body, so you embody it. And then you're resonating with Christ. You're becoming Christ Elisha. And you've actually taken the blocks, the breaks, which is really, it's hard to get that into your body so you can actually manifest if your background motor is running an alarm. So we see you freed from that alarm noise. We see you held. We see you really being powerful to reach out and get the support you need so you can learn these things. And we see you victorious in all is well. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
St. Patrick's, when is, okay.
St. Patrick's Day is Monday.
Okay.
17th.
Okay. Number 62426. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. St. Patrick's Day prayer. May your days be as bright as the green grass of Ireland, and your fortune as rich as the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's so cute. I can see Bob's fun. A total lunar eclipse comes to North America tonight. Moon will turn red tonight for sky watchers across the U.S. Four days until St. Patrick's Day, Monday, 3/17/25. Never forget. I was in New York during that parade. May your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow, and may trouble avoid you wherever you go. 7 days until spring 3/2025, 30 days until Passover. Passover in 2025 begins on the evening of Saturday, April 12th, and ends on the evening of Sunday, April 20th.
Yeah.
38 days until Easter, 74 days. Wow, that's interesting.
Until.
Wow, they have a new Memorial Day, 74 days.
Yep.
Memorial Day, 5/26. I mean, wow. It's going to be a Memorial Day like none we've ever had. National Goods, you like the way I'm sprinkling that in there?
I do.
You do? Okay. Didn't want to get myself in trouble. But truth, National Good Samaritan Day, Thursday, 3/13/25, is celebrated on March 13th every year. It's a day to celebrate and encourage kindness and selflessness despite our differences. National PI Day, Friday, the 14th, 2025, combines... What does PI stand for? And PI Day is on March 14th, and any day that combines fun, education, and pie. PI Day.
Yeah.
Is a day worth celebrating. It's also Albert Einstein's birthday. International Sports Car Racing Day. That's interesting. Saturday, 3/15/25, International Sports Car Racing Day, celebrated on the same day as the endurance race, held in Sebring, Florida.
Sebring, Florida, yes.
At the International Raceway. National Panda Day, Sunday, 3/16/25. Every year on March 16th, we celebrate the fluffiest bamboo-munching bears that are source of the national pride for China.
Oh.
Today, we continue to pray our heavenly and loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, especially for their health, Pastor Scott's health, we haven't heard from Pastor Scott, and everyone who has requested prayers for health, and I'm going to say requesting prayers for people facing, you know, frightening financial challenges and financial insufficiency, med beds, debt jubilee, RV blessings, R&R, Social Security. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call, especially everyone's health, well-being, and financial well-being. We pray for President Trump, his whole team, especially Elon Musk, that God bless them with health, energy, and safety so they may find all the fraud and corruption and bring peace.
Yes.
We pray for world peace. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons and daughters of God. Blessings to all on this call, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, Isaiah 41:10. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Okay. Well, that was good, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. I just like it. Good Samaritan Day, that's today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some other things to look forward to in the next few days. Very good. Thank you, Jeannie. And I especially like the fact that you included President Trump and Elon Musk in your prayer. And I just think they can use all the support that we can give them. They're getting a lot of things done for our benefit. And thank you for acknowledging them, Jeannie, in your prayer. Thank you, Sue, for those prayers. And thank you for everything. And let's see if we can get into what it is you'd like to bring us tonight, Sue, in your segment. I think that we've just had a really good time listening to what you're bringing, and tonight's no exception. We really look forward to what you'd like to have us know tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. It's interesting. I want to talk about meaning, essence, and information. MEI. And why that's going to be so important as we move forward. And I want to just read a quick testimonial to sort of cap it off, because that's what spurred this. Short and Sweet was the title. You know what these two courses did for me? They took a lot of background anxiety out, Sue, that I wasn't even aware of. And I just entered into clarity and calm, knowing that I could make the right decision. And I love the meditations. Kind of important for what we're walking forward in, both the med beds and our future, right? Justin. So what happens in our modern world a lot is that we're exposed, if we're not conscious that we can move out of that, we're exposed to just a lot of information, a lot of emotion. Don't have access and ability to calm ourselves down and get into like our optimal, alert, heart-based state. And you know that if you've never had a really, really calm, flowing, balanced feeling in your body. It was interesting. I'm going to bring this in. Bruce and I were talking today about, like, you know, what could be happening in the future. And he said, yeah, I'm just really excited. And I came back to him, and I have been on a walk today. And I was thinking about where I'm going to be living. And I was noticing inside myself in this dialogue I was having, I was noticing that it wasn't about taking helicopters, riding horses, playing tennis, all these things that I had outlined. I said, oh, I can't wait to do that, which is exciting. And instead, I said to Bruce, I said, which was really fascinating to me. I'm giving you a window into my experience. I said, wow, I'm in a different place. This is like verbatim our conversation. I said, I'm in a different place. I'm in reverence, awe. It was more subtle. It wasn't about running around. And I said to him, it's not going to be about, you know, getting the car and, you know, being all lit up. It was about this kind of like, wow. Wonder, reverence, awe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I want to also give a shout out to this woman, Sherry, who's a member of the pod, and everyone in the pod mm-hmm. is living inspiration. And we just did a very big class called Free for the Long Haul. And we went into these meditations that really deeply brought you into your heart, into your expansive nature, beyond like the, let's go out and grab it, let's go out and grab life. All that's really good. But this was like really unifying with the deepest parts, the most expansive parts of your heart. And she went on to say, like how these meditations had brought her to this deep healing with her mother and her father and her family. And that whole thing rippled throughout this email thread that was going through these leaders. And I thought to myself, could there be anything more beautiful than bringing healing and bringing depth and meaning to whatever you're doing, to being with a group of people that when you're working on your project, when you're working with your family, when you're experiencing this abundance, you're not just living in the outer expression of it. You call them to, like, can you even believe? You get to sit and talk about how blessed we are, how grateful we are, that we have people that we can sit and like feel with and connect with. That's going to be a very, very significant new thing, is not to be chasing around after all this stuff, having just that, that's really fun. I mean, I'm not making anything wrong here. But to me, witnessing and being able to bring to a group of people where everybody was like noticing the ripple effect of healing, just like Bruce bringing up Brian, we're moving into a time of our heart. And so we designed the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Leader Future Founder, so that you could get, when you have all the money in the world, or you can buy anything, that's not really what is going to satisfy you as much as it's going to be very sad. It's going to make you feel freedom. It's going to allow you to exhale. But what we tried to do, and I think you've heard the testimonials, is make it so that the fullness of your abundance moves deeper into your heart, and so you're going to be feeling and making decisions about how do I want to feel? How do I want to live? How do I want my well-being with the quantum med bed, with the med beds? That's number one. And you're going to be learning how to feel in a new way, what well-being is, what grace is, what living out of survival is. And when you get that, and you get it from the quantum leader future founder, so that you can reflect, you can move out into the world, you can have the spikes of excitement, you can be everything that you're meant to feel and be. But what if you could heal and flow and be in wonder and awe and reverence? That's what we bake into those classes. And the reverence is so that life, you're not chasing life. Life is moving through you. You're in that place where grace, wonder, awe, well-being, exalted living. Can you imagine not going for shallow living, but living so that, you know, you have access to it all? And you can enjoy it all. You can enjoy the excitement. But you can enjoy that bone-deep gratitude, like life is singing through you. That's what I want. That's why we do these classes, is so that that deep current, you're recovering your current for living. You're recovering your current loving yourself to buy the MedBed 100 or to learn how to set your boundaries, so you're not living in the chaos of too much information, shallow living, chasing things, and letting the outside dictate your experience. And that's basically what all is well, faith, and moving into the next level of divinity that this call has been about, which is creating how you want to experience your life. Creating it with Christ. Not being at the effect of, it's like literally, can you imagine if everyone on this call was living in the peace and grace and abundance and rhythm that nourish them? Imagine saying enough to anything out there that was putting you under stress, putting you in urgency, putting you so that, you know, something outside of you was towing you, versus you are the tugboat for your reality. You're tugging your reality. That's what we wanted to help you with. So, listen to Bruce's intel. I'm going to let him complete this. But I just want to say, if you want to know how to get those two pieces, which is going to make it, this is simple, but it's what I care about is setting up a new divine humanity through embodying, not having it in your head, not having it in your head. Having it in your head, your heart, your emotions, and your body. Full embodied, fully anchored in Christ beings. Send us an email. Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, @hushmail.com. And just put whether you want MedBed, 100, Quantum. Yep, or quantum, if you want one, if you want both, whatever you want, up to you. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And I'm going to leave you with this. What would it feel like? And play with this. Because I did. I went and did a little study. What do you want to feel? And it doesn't have to be limited. What would be like your optimal feeling state? You're going to be in lots of different states, but to me it was like deep reverence. I came up with like five. Reverence, wonder, wisdom. Think about those things because you can actually begin to design your life so you're in this incredible state of exalted emotion. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. In Christ. Amen. That's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Well, it's good that they can still, for anybody that did not contact you by email last Tuesday night, that they still have tonight that they can contact you to get the MedBed 100 class and the Quantum 100 class by sending that email off tonight. That's a really good idea, and I'll refresh them when I get to my segment tonight. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. I know that to feel what you need to feel and to go to the places and those states of consciousness that you're going to go to after all this goes, to know how to navigate it, you know, yeah, as a quantum leader, future founder. And that all of that's going to be really important for everybody. So I'll touch on that again in the Intel segment. Well, thank you, Sue. And I just think we're at an interesting point. I have a lot of different things to talk about when it's my turn. But right now it's Bob's turn. So, Bob, do you want to fill us in on how we're doing on the timing for delivery of Myotrol, how that's moving, and anything else? Obviously, we love testimonials. And anything else that you want to bring to us tonight, Bob?
Yeah, sure. Yep. So in regard to Myotrol, I spoke today to Eric Kurtz, who's the inventor of Myotrol and also is the manufacturer, meaning he's the one that has the equipment and the knowledge how to put together all of the ingredients that are in Myotrol, how to purify them, and make it all work, which he does at his own laboratory. Then he sends it down the road to a plant that puts them into the gel caps. So the product is already in the gel caps, and it's they're already cured, meaning it takes 3 days after. And then what they do is they take samples from the line. So every 1,000 jars of Myotrol, they take a jar and they send it out for independent testing to make sure that it's pure. And so that's the spot in the process where we are right now. Those companies that do that testing sometimes will finish it in the same day. Other times, depending how busy they are, it might take them a couple of days. And that's where we are right now. It's most likely that they, that from our experience with this company, that it will probably be Monday when they get the go-ahead to release the product. And that's when we have to do the paperwork, the bill of lading with the trucking company, all that type of thing, pay for the truck and get it over there to the bottling center. And so it takes 4 or 5 days to come across the country. So I would say to be on the safe side, probably a week from St. Patrick's Day, which is the 17th, but it might be sooner.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing that we have, Bruce, is we did get in the clarity factor a couple of weeks ago, and we were out of that for many months. The company that was making it for us went out of business, and we had to find a new company that would agree to make it, which we did. They did all the testing and research and were able to make an exact duplicate of our clarity factor, and we now have it. And there were more than 200 people that had to go without that clarity factor for all that time, many months. But now it's back. And what we decided to do today, Bruce, was to temporarily give a reduction in the price so everybody wants to can get back on the clarity factor.
Okay.
Or if somebody new wants to try it. And so we're doing a 10% off promo on Clarity Factor right now.
All right. Okay.
And, also, if you are on the auto ship program for it, you're still going to get that extra 10%. So when people are on auto ship, they get 10% off. And now, this case, for their next order, you can get an additional 10% off of the Clarity Factor. If you're not on the auto ship program, it'll be 10% off. If you are on auto ship, it'll be 20% off.
Right.
And so that just started today, and we'll keep that going for a little while. The other thing is, we do have our other sales are still going, Bruce, meaning that the buy one get one half off sale is still on.
Yep.
And if people go to the website, you'll be able to see all the stuff that's on sale, including the barley, the lignans, the probiotics, ashwagandha, magnesium, etc. And there's a lot of good things on sale, including the vitamin D and the omega-3s, which is important. I was watching a show the other day, Bruce, by a nutritionist who has like 500,000 people following him on YouTube. And he analyzes the nutrition products from various companies, and he gives advice about how you can be the healthiest you can possibly be. And he says that there are two nutrition supplements that everybody needs to take almost regardless of anything else. One of them is vitamin D, and the other is omega-3 fatty acids, which most people get from fish oil. And he said that it's very hard, no matter how good your diet is or how much you're in the sun, to have adequate amount of those two things. And he said that if you follow a really strict, really good, holistic, healthy diet, and you have a lot of knowledge how to do it, you can get all the other nutrients that you need, and you can be really healthy, but you'll always still need to take omega-3 and D3. And but what he's talking about is very unrealistic for most people to try to follow the type of diet that he's talking about. It takes a lot of work and preparation and expense. And, you know, Bruce, there's going to be changes in the dietary guidelines this year. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture and HHS, RFK Jr., are coming out with brand new dietary guidelines, and their slogan is, it's going to be based on true science, not political science.
Oh, that's interesting,
isn't it? Right after they released that information about the new guidelines, RFK had a meeting with the CEOs of all the major corporations in the U.S. that are the companies that are the food companies, and what types of things they're putting into the foods, the processed foods. And he's already got a couple of major food restaurant chains that have already switched out from using seed oils to tallow, and that is going to become a really big trend. You've already seen certain states following RFK's lead and changing the school diet, the school lunch guidelines, to get the highly processed foods and seed oils out of the schools. And so we're right at the very beginning of this massive revolution of, you know, making America healthy again. And it's starting to happen, and it's starting to happen really fast. It's not just, you know, some cute new advice. It's actually a major movement that is involving mega corporations, billion-dollar food corporations that are already coming on board to work together with RFK. It's really quite amazing to see. And, you know, I was thinking about the man that gives advice about how to eat and how to stay healthy. And I couldn't help but think, well, you probably, to a certain extent, can stay healthy, even if you were able to follow along with everything that he was saying. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, you know, but where are people going to get their superoxide dismutase? Where are they going to get enough trimethylglycine and glutathione? And how are they going to know? And it's like, you know, it really only makes sense to take supplements that not only have two things, vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, but why not get some powders that you can mix in a glass of water and get thousands of bioactive compounds, including SOD and amino acids. And all of his guidelines and information, there's no metabolic enzymes in those recommendations. And we know that as people age, they make less metabolic enzymes. And if at all possible, you should supplement with them. But it, none of the foods that he was recommending people eat have that in there. So the point is, just be kind of cautious when you see people that seem to know what they're talking about and actually kind of do. It's not like they're giving false information necessarily. They're giving you good information, but their conclusion is not correct. Because you'll be a lot healthier, and you'll live a lot longer, and you'll be a lot stronger if you have your Gladiator barley and your Boomer Boost in addition to the good foods that you eat.
Right.
And actually, I forgot, so I have two testimonials.
Oh, good. Okay. I can
read about this. And this one came in, this is from a mom, and she's holding up her Gladiator barley. It says, I'm a mom of five. For over a decade, I had a small mama pooch that I assumed would always be there. Wrong. Gladiator barley's allowed me to slim down a part of my body I never thought would. Plus, my digestive system is returning so well. It really helps me feel lighter inside. I feel great. And she sent us this beautiful picture. And then there's a man sent one, and this is about Boomer Boost and barley together. Said, I'm 67 years old, with the energy of a 50-year-old, thanks to Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I used to have to think about doing things. Now, I just do it. Great product. Thanks.
That's great. That's a good testimonial. I love that.
Yeah, and those two products are what's on sale now, Bruce, the Gladiator Barley. And the Gladiator Barley's on sale, not the Boomer Boost, but the Boomer Boost is new. And for people that stopped taking Boomer Boost because they didn't like the taste, you know, what we had done, Bruce, was we wanted to make the Boomer Boost even better. And unfortunately, as we did, the taste changed and we couldn't make it taste good with the new ingredients. And so we had to switch back and take that out and go back to where we had it before. And now it tastes really good. And still now, after about a month, we've only had one person say that they preferred the older Boomer Boost because it tasted really earthy and they loved
like
the earthy taste.
Yes.
So we had one person that said that that was their preference, but everybody else, which is over 1,000 people, have said that they really love the taste.
Well, the thing about the Boomer Boost, Bob, I really like the new taste. I was okay with the old taste, but it just didn't taste as, and I don't like things super sweet. I like things a little bit sweet. And this monk fruit berry flavor in the new Boomer Boost, it just goes down so smoothly. It's easy to drink. You know you're getting 66 active compounds, ingredients. And it's just, I like it great. I just think it tastes great. I look forward to it. It's not something you have to choke down. It goes down very easily. And I do. Mine is Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, Premium Probiotics, and Lignans. All four of those powders in one shaker bottle. And I really look forward to having that every day. Yep. I love it.
Yeah, so this is a good time, Bruce, for people to get restarted on the Boomer Boost, restarted on the Clarity Factor, and pretty soon people will be able to get restarted on the Myotrol as well.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that too, Bob, and everybody else is. And I know once that Myotrol hits the dock, it'll get offloaded that day, and Bob said he'd ship it starting the next day, ship it out. So orders will be coming in, great guns. Yeah, it might be the last week of this month, sounds like, roughly. Hopefully they get it out, can kick the order for pickup out on the 17th, and then maybe get it, you know, in the following week or that week. We'll see how it goes. Appreciate everybody's patience in that. And I know a lot of people are ordering or waiting on the Myotrol to order. But, you know, take advantage. I took advantage of the sale yesterday and bought everything I needed to fill in. And I didn't overstock. I just got a couple of these and one of everything. And it was just it was a good fill-in order yesterday for me. And I think it's what everybody needs to take a look at. And then when the Myotrol comes in, yeah, we'll probably go a little deeper this time on the Myotrol. But it's just such a great combination. I think I've been on the new Boomer Boost for a week now and really, really enjoying that combination with the barley and the Boomer Boost, and I think it's terrific. So, anything else that we want to add, Bob?
No, that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 20 after 10.
All righty. Well, let's do this, guys. I want you to do this. To get to Bob's website, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, it's a direct link to Bob's site. So you just click on it, takes you right into Bob's site. You can see the products that are on sale, which are quite a few, and you can go down to the footer of the page and see podcasts and archived YouTube videos. All of that stuff is down there, and just it's just full of great information. So you want to get on the site, put an order in, and then I guess most of those sales come through at checkout with this particular application. I believe most of them will come out, you know, buy one, get one, 50 off, and there's a combination. You can combo those. You'll see how to do it when you get on there. But the toll-free number to call if you have any questions or you've got an issue of some kind, you can call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that is good from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. And yes, we are on Daylight Savings Time. So, give them a call, or just better yet, just go to the site, go through, be familiar with it, put an order in, and get some stuff shipped. Don't let the fact that Biotrol is not in stock right now hold you back from getting something to last you through the end of this month. Because I did the same thing. I thought, well, I'm not going to wait on Biotrol to come back in. I'm going to go ahead and get everything else. I was out of premium probiotics. When I say out, I mean I think I was actually out. And same thing with lignans. I wanted to get those back in, as well as another Boomer Boost in barley to have a little bit of backup. Got to have the backup. And I got some other stuff too, like olive leaf extract, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, D3, definitely got to have it back up on that, et cetera, et cetera. So do that, and I think you'll be happy that you did. All right, let's talk about where we stand in this whole thing. You realize Sue told me, listen to Bruce's intel. She said it 4 times. And I thought, no pressure, Sue, no pressure. Actually, you know, guys, I've told you, maybe not every time that I've done a segment, but I've told you that I do the best to listen to and combine puzzle pieces and try to create a timeline for us, usually. And that works pretty well. And then I let you know what I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing. It doesn't mean everything is done or it's going to happen or whatever tomorrow, but I'm very excited because I can see these puzzle pieces coming together. All right, let me start off this way. I heard tonight, right before sunset, I was out on the deck with one of the kitty cats, and I heard that the Admiralty Law is dead. Admiralty Law, that's the BAR, the British Admiralty Rule. Admiralty Law, which is what we've been under, is dead. And the other thing is the USA Corporation is dead. That's gone. And with that, some of the other institutions that we have are in the process of decline and removal. But we did hear that common law, which is the a different style of law, and things are lawful as opposed to legal for the most part, common law is coming in over this weekend, and that means Saturday, Sunday, common law. That's a part of NASARA, one of the pieces of NASARA. So we're going to get little bits and pieces. Like, for example, when we go do our exchanges, the USTN, which is the United States Treasury note, physical currency of the United States, replacing the USD, the fiat dollar, is already in the redemption centers, is in the banks, and will be put out we'll get it when we go in for our exchanges. So that aspect of the new USN, the new USTN, is about ready to be revealed. Now, I don't know how soon they'll announce a gold-backed currency in President Trump's golden age that he says we're in now, we're starting. That's a sign that we're essentially going back on the gold reserve, or the sense is that we have a gold-backed currency. Now, we know it as asset-backed, with one of the assets is gold. One of the assets is silver. There are other precious metals. There are gems. There is oil. There is natural gas. There are other assets that the United States has that backs the value of our new USN digital dollar. For example, the digital currencies, the cryptocurrencies, since we have a crypto reserve now with 5 crypto coins as part of it, and though that has been established as an asset class that is also backing up our USN dollar, the new US dollar. Not fiat-backed, which is fiat-based, which means nothing backs it except the full faith and credit of the United States. Well, you see where that's gotten us. It's gotten us in debt. Now, what about this $36 trillion national debt? I don't think it's going to be paid back. It's owed to the. It's owed by the USA corporation. I think since the corporation is defunct and no longer who we are, since we are a restored republic, not a corporation based in Puerto Rico, I have a feeling that you're going to hear some things that say that we've wiped out the national debt or whatever, however it's said. I don't think the country pays it back. We'll see what happens. The Federal Reserve, the Fed is dead. The IRS is being whacked seriously. And President Trump said something that one of the guys at lunch said today, that taxes are going to be no longer if you make $175,000 or less, you pay income taxes. Well, none of us are going to have to pay income taxes. Under Nassara, the income tax goes away. I think President Trump has just given us a hint on what's going to be happening. He hasn't said, you know, now, other people have come on certain news shows, like on Newsmax, and explained a consumption tax that's exactly what is going to be in Nassara, the 15% consumption tax. Some call it a fair tax, consumption tax. It's only payable on new items that you buy. But your income is not going to be taxed, and that's going to be incredible when we finally get that, and I hope we get that before April 15th tax day. I've heard that we will, but I'm telling you, if it does come out, it should come out either over this weekend or next week. I believe it'll come out this month that happens. I can't tell you guys exactly where the Doge checks are and the Doge direct deposits, but I was told from one of our people in the know about it that checks went out, Doge checks and went out, and I believe they went out on Sunday night and Monday morning. Today's Thursday. Some people have received some checks in the amount of over $7,000 or between $7,000 and $8,000. And this it's hard to say that this is a dose check or not, because there are retirement benefits from pension funds that have also paid out, and that's been in the news for about the last 4 or 5 weeks. So some people have received it. I don't know whether it's been from a pension fund, you know, or whether it's something like a dose check. So just keep an eye on your emails. Keep an eye to see if anything comes in your account. Social Security increase has not happened on the first or second Wednesday, and I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. But maybe they'll pay everybody the regular amount of Social Security, and then in that last few days of this month, they may put the additional payment in. You know, guys, we've been told about Social Security, the R&R, and all these things for months now, and we haven't seen anything. Now, the R&R, to be fair, is going to come out for those of us who have currencies to exchange and ZIM to redeem. Ours is going to be at the redemption center. Okay? So that will not be a direct deposit, as I understand it, into an account where we normally receive our Social Security. So, R&R at the redemption center. Okay? Now, if you're not exchanging currencies, you don't have currencies, and you're just concerned about the R&R, I'm sure they'll direct deposit it. In most cases, they'll do a direct deposit, and they'll let us know about it. Somehow, we'll know about it. All right, let's talk about one other thing before we get into where we are right now on the intel. Because I've got to get my thought right here on this, guys. Hold on one sec. There have been people that have seen things online about redemption centers, AI, is it safe, blah, blah, blah. Now, there are certain people that even are doing calls that are putting out incorrect information to dissuade listeners from using the redemption centers in favor of the banks. I'm just going to say it that way. I know a lot more about it, but I don't feel like I want to put that out on the call tonight. I'm going to be nice. And this is not good because, you know, the redemption centers have a higher rate on, way higher on dinar, with a contract rate than the banks don't even think about having. And they have the ZIM. And you can't take ZIM to any willy-nilly bank. They're not in a position to redeem it. Now, the dong, I've understood just this last week, will have a rate that will be the same at the redemption center as it is at the bank. I have heard that. It's not going to make me go to the bank, though. I'm going to go to the redemption center and get it all done at the same time. I would recommend that for you, for all of you. There are other benefits that you'll have at the redemption center that you wouldn't have at the banks anyway. Plus, the amount that you have with all your currencies and with your ZIM is requiring a quantum account. And remember, the quantum account is where the money is stored basically under the U.S. Treasury, and then you move funds that only you can see this account. Only you are supposed to know how much is in it, and then you can move funds from your quantum account into your primary or secondary Wells Fargo account or other bank account as you set them up on your quantum card. You need, just to review it very quickly, you need a username. First, you need a biometric fingerprint or thumb. There's six things that make this thing up. Biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, username and password for the quantum account, a 5-digit PIN code, a new email, and a password to get onto your email. Those are the 6 things that you need to come up with to activate your quantum account. Okay? So let's get that. Let's get that started, and that'll be very important. And I believe, and I have this under pretty good authority, that the Admiral's funds coming from the Admiral's groups, plural, will be put into a quantum account, and then people in the Admiral's group will go to a redemption center to activate their quantum account, just like we're going to do for our exchanges. And they'll move money into their bank account, like Wells Fargo, from the quantum account. Okay? So that's something that's that I think they're going to be looking forward to. I think some of the people in the Admiral's groups are getting a lot of money from the currencies that they put up years ago. I mean, many of them 8, 9, 10 years ago, that it's too much to pop into a regular bank account. That's why I think, and what I've been told is, they would be deposited into a quantum account and then notified about that, just like we will. All right, now, let's talk about bondholders. I've heard that we're going to be on what I call a modified shotgun start. That means that we will have bondholders getting notified that they have funds in their bondholders' accounts and that they will have access to it on such and such a date. They'll get an email to tell them when they are to access those funds. When can they get to the money? Now, as of yesterday at 4 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, bondholders have been flying in to Reno Sparks Airport and Miami International Airport to get with their bond paymasters there, or the leaders of whoever's handling the bonds for them at Reno and at Miami, both Wells Fargo's. Now, they've been doing that. Yesterday, they started taking more traffic in, flying in. I don't have a count on how many jets are coming in per hour, takeoffs and landings. I don't have that count today. But they're supposed to be funding bondholders' accounts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 5 days. Tuesday the 11th. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, bondholders are being funded. Now, that may take care of them. That should take care of everybody that's a bondholder. And it should be, well, that's what I'm saying. Now, how does that tie into us? Bondholders receive their notification of accessibility to their funds in their accounts when we get our notifications to set our appointments to exchange currency and redeem ZIM. And this is what I'm hearing. This is the crux of the matter. What we've heard is that we could be notified Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. We can write today off, I think. And that brings Friday into play, because Redemption Center leaders, I've heard from 2 of them so far, Redemption Center leaders are going into the Redemption Center at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. And one of the 2 told us that they would be doing exchanges starting at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. That's the 15th, 2 days from now. Now, for that to occur, we believe we're going to be notified sometime tomorrow. And another source has told us that we would get notifications either after the banks close or after the markets close, which I think is more likely tomorrow. Well, the markets close at 4 o'clock Eastern time. New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, those two, they shut down at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, could we get it before then? Yeah, I think it's possible we'd get notified before then. Could it be after 4, after 5? Yes, it could be. And this is what I'm hearing, so I'm going to tell you that is looking good. It looks good for us to get notified, let's say tomorrow afternoon, and set our appointments for exchanges to begin on Saturday. They'll go right through the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so on. They'll go right through, go for at least 14 days in most areas. Some areas that don't have very many ZIM holders or they don't have that many currency holders, and I know some of these areas are going to be lucky to go 7 or 8 days, maybe 9 days. And this is a really good time to set your appointment and do an exchange. Even if you're out of town or on vacation or in the hospital, just make sure you set your appointment for when you expect to be out. And you should be covered on that. Some areas, based on demographics, will stay open longer than 14 days. But that's an approximate average of how long the redemption centers will be open. All right, so you know the timing mechanism of this, the rough timeline is looking like we're really getting down to the wire on this. And that means it's really getting down to the wire on the time that you should be able to contact Sue and take advantage of these last two opportunities, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 course. Those two, each one is $100, and they're both excellent. And you need to get the MedBed 100 just so that you're prepared for the interview process that's 15 to 20 minutes before you jump onto the MedBed. And it's really going to be terrific. I have a little bit of inside information on the MedBed, the MedBeds themselves. I know the size of them. I know that the clamshell top is sort of a plexiglass type shell that is transparent, but it can be opaque or translucent depending on the color or frequencies that are going through it. But I also know that it is approximately 3 feet above the base of the bed, I mean the part that you lay on. Got a mattress pad, little mattress pad, and a sheet that gets removed and disposed of, you know, for each person. And so you're laying on this bed with the clamshell cover about 3 feet above where you're laying. So there's no claustrophobic aspect to it whatsoever. It's not like an MRI or anything like that. No, it's totally different. There's a large monitor. It looks like a touchscreen monitor attached to the med bed. And there's another separate room where there's a monitor and keyboard and stuff for them to enter the information for you. It's really terrific. And I think I'm looking very much forward, as you guys can imagine, to seeing again and doing everything I used to do. And that's a little bit about my excitement. The money's going to be great. We're going to be able to do a lot of things for a lot of people. I'm really looking forward to that. But for my own life, I'm looking forward to seeing again, seeing color again, and doing tennis with Sue and other people, and playing golf with Bob and going snow skiing and everything that I used to do and more and maybe better than I used to, I hope. So that's the interesting thing. We did have a special dispensation to find out a little bit more about that. I'll tell you this about the med beds. After the first exchange is done using the 800 numbers at the Redemption Center, after the first one is done, which I'm going to suggest would be on the East Coast because of the time zones, med beds all across the country will be activated for use. That means if you go in for your exchange and you're in dire need, and I'm in that category, dire need, and a ZIM holder, I'm in that category, then we have priority. We have priority. You tell them what it is that you want to get in the med bed yesterday or as soon as you can, and they will enter the keystrokes to get you there, and then you can get a phone call or an email or a whatever, text, or however they're going to notify us that, yes, you have a med bed appointment set up for such and such a time. Now, that could be, for me, it's going to be 2 or 3 days after I exchange. It's going to be quick. And I've got to have my list together. I know what I'm going to tell them. I've got it. But do you guys know it? Do you know everything that's available through the med beds? Have you listened to or do you have the MedBed 100 yet? Well, I suggest you get it. Because if you don't have it, you'll get in there and you'll go, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. And, you know, don't be that person. Go in there ready with a list of everything that you want to try to have done, mentally, physically, everything in your body, everything. You need the MedBed 100 to find out what to get, what's available, and how to write it down, how to put it into words. Get that MedBed 100. It's only $100, and it's going to be something that you'll use at your interview at the MedBed location that can will change your inside and outside and everything for hundreds of years. And like, you know, this is your first shot at getting everything done the way you want it to be. So I'm highly recommending that, and I'm recommending the Quantum 100, the Quantum Leader Future Founder course that Sue did. Again, it's a 2-night course, and that's also $100. And that will prepare you for how you're to act, feel, regard this whole thing after you walk out of the Redemption Center. But it'd be better if you got it now and you could listen to it before even going in. Those two things we're recommending right now. MedBed 100, Quantum 100. Send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Now, she takes PayPal, but she can also invoice you if you don't even have PayPal. So don't worry about it. But make sure you send in the email your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so she can refer to that if she needs to, okay, in case she needs to text you or something. And then watch your emails closely. Once you send one off, you'll get one back pretty quickly. And watch that, and then watch for instructions on how to pay. It's a very simple process. So just send that off tonight, especially you guys that are on Mountain or West Coast time where it's not that late. Everybody else, if you're up, send it off tonight so she has a chance to process this before we get our numbers. Now, we expect to have the numbers to put on the website, bigcalluniverse.com. You should register for it because we're going to keep in touch with you after there are no more live big calls. after this goes. We may have a celebration call, but right now we're a long way between Thursday night. That's 5 days till next Tuesday night. The chances are that we would record a celebration call. So go ahead and register on bigcalluniverse.com. Put your email in. There's no charge. I've never charged any money for people that want information. And over the last 14 years, I'm not about to do it now. So make sure that you register so that after all this goes and we do our projects and we have our websites built out so that you can respond for Rebuild America, Rebuild International, for the Veterans Retreat Network, the Pastoral Retreat Network. That information will be available, and you can tell us how you might want to participate in that. And we'll list out some ways that you can be part of that, okay? That's what we want to do. That's the only reason we want to stay in touch with you, and we will be doing some regional get-togethers, which I think would be a lot of fun in certain parts of the country. And that's going to all depend on where the people are that want to volunteer to help us rebuild America and rebuild international. If you speak Spanish or if you speak Creole French and you want to go to Haiti with us, you can do that. And that'll be fun. I think it'll be really fun. We're not going to do those right away. We'll be in touch with Bob's got contacts in the Dominican Republic, the DR, and we're going to be working with them and other people, and we'll probably work Haiti from the DR and see how that's going to work. In other words, go in and then come back and go in. But we'll see. We'll see what the situation is. In the Bahamas, yeah, we're going to try to rebuild the Bahamas, see what they need since the last hurricane came through. We do want to rebuild parts of Florida still. It's interesting that Sebring race, yeah, that's where the races are for longevity. What do they call them? There's a term for it, where the 24-hour Le Mans race, that's one of them. And Sebring is one of the towns that Hometown Takeover did and is still working with it down in Sebring, Florida, which is fantastic. And I know Bob knows where that is. Even I know where it is. And they've been famous for their racetrack for years and years and years. So that's really cool. We'll probably head on down there, meet some of the people down there, get some ideas on how they revitalized Sebring. And if you're a Floridian and want to help us with Rebuild America, we'll be doing some things in your state. We'll be working in North Carolina. We'll be working in Tennessee, in South Carolina, maybe in southwestern tip of Virginia, west by God, Virginia. There are a lot of states that we're going to try to help. And we're just going to see where the people live, where they want to help us, where you guys in Rebuild or in Big Call Universe want to help us. And we'll tailor it toward where most of the people are and where their desires are to build, especially small town America, putting manufacturing back in, putting a reason for people to stop and get off the interstate and visit your town. That's the kind of thing we're going to do. Now, I know I'm going long. You guys know what I've said tonight. I want you to get in touch with Sue. Remember, only send her inquiries about, don't even send her inquiries. Just tell her you want the MedBed 100 or the Quantum 100 and go ahead and do that tonight. Send those in the email and let her have that. In the meantime, check out bigcalluniverse.com. Click on the link above, which is the banner that says Boomers. Click on it, take you to Bob's site, and you can learn everything you need to know about the products and the sale items and everything else that we've mentioned. Do those two things and realize you could be notified tomorrow. It looks good for it, guys. I'm only telling you what I'm hearing. Get notified tomorrow, set appointments, and exchanges to start Saturday. Let's see if that's what comes through. Okay? And everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And let's pray the call out after I thank Sue for all the hard work she's done for us. And Bob, same thing, helping us with the music, the board, everything. Sue's done teachings. She's done her segment. She's done so much in the prayer and praise segment of the call and her own segment. I mean, it's just been wonderful to have both Bob and Sue helping me to co-host the big call. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the call out all over the globe. We've had as many as 24 million listeners at one time on a Tuesday or a Thursday night. And the numbers vary, but some people listen to it on the replay internationally around the globe. President Trump is doing his very best to keep everything going. By the way, if anybody is watching anything other than Newsmax or a conservative news, you're not getting the truth about what's happening with Social Security, with Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans benefits. None of those benefits are being touched, except some will be increased. Medicare, solid. Don't worry about it. Medicaid, same thing. Social Security should get increased this month. And veterans benefits, they're going to increase that as well. So don't buy the Democratic lies that they're telling on other networks. It's not true, guys. It's just not the truth. Okay? And I don't try to be super political, but you know how I stand about how happy I am that President Trump is leading the country and leading the globe, not just our country, putting deals together, getting hostages back. Elon Musk is supposed to send his rocket up tonight. If they got that little problem fixed yesterday, last night, they didn't go last night, but they were going to go tonight at 7:25 p.m. So I hope that the rocket took off and they're going after the two astronauts that have been up there for 8 months in the International Space Station. I hope they're, you know, the plan is to get them, rescue them, put them in, and fly them back to Earth. And President Trump is the one that wanted Elon to do that. Elon volunteered to do it under Biden, but Biden said no. He didn't want to have any part of that because Elon was supporting President Trump. Can you imagine that, leaving our astronauts on an International Space Station that were supposed to be up there for 8 days? They were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and now it's been 8 months? Crazy. All right, I'm tired of this. I'm ready to move on just like you guys are. Let's think very positively for what should be happening this weekend. And you've heard everything I've said. Listen to the replay. If you missed something, listen to it again, okay? Thanks, everybody, again, for listening. Big Call Universe, thank you for 14 years of the Big Call. And I look forward to working with many of you, at least 5,000, on Rebuild America. Maybe more. So let's see where that goes, and let's see if we get our numbers tomorrow sometime, and if we start our exchanges on Saturday. That's what I'm hearing. All right? Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed weekend and good night. Well, let's pray the call out, too. I don't want to forget that. Lord God, we thank you so much for where we sit right now, ready to go, ready to begin receiving receipt of this blessing. Thank you for it. Thank you for everything that we have planned. Thank you for witty inventions like the med beds. Thank you for free energy. Thank you for all these things that have been suppressed that are now coming to light. Give us a great weekend, we pray, with numbers tomorrow and exchanges to start Saturday. Lord God, give us this blessing. We're excited about it, and we'll do the right thing with it as stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you whenever, maybe on a recorded call, okay? Good night now.